Let's take our Bibles tonight and turn over to the book of John, chapter number 1. And then, if you will, we'll look at a passage of Scripture also. And I may read this passage each time before we go into the thought for the particular service. But in John, chapter number 1, where we'll be tonight, but in John, chapter 20, verse number 30, the Bible said, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Pray with me just a moment. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, tonight for each one that's come this way. I pray, Lord, your blessings upon the service. I pray, Lord, that you'll fill us with the precious Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, tonight that you'd speak to our hearts through the precious Word of God. Lord, we sure do love you. We thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Lest I forget it later in the service, I ran across a video today that I'd like to encourage you to watch if you get a chance. Brother Scott Pauley, he's been here before, but he's preaching a message on lessons from the lowlands of life, or lessons learned in the lowlands of life. But that's a YouTube video that he was preaching down at Temple Baptist Church in Knoxville. And I'll tell you how God spoke to my heart. God is using that man in a mighty way, and I appreciate Brother Pauley. But more than that, and he would appreciate me saying this, I appreciate the Word of God that never changes. He preached it 4 years ago, and it's amazing to me how it lines up with what the Lord is doing in our hearts and in our lives. What we're looking at is that you might believe. Let's go back to John chapter number 1 now. A couple of things about John that I'd just like to make mention of. And one is, I believe John was a very humble man. I believe John was a man that he at least had some means about him, because you remember that Jesus wanted John to take his mother home with him, and John agreed to do that. John was a humble man, and that when he would refer to himself, he would say, that other disciple. That's a blessing to me. There are a whole lot of people in this world, all they live for is to build themselves up. But I believe John was different than that. I believe when John recorded in John chapter 3, he must increase, but I must decrease. I believe he meant that. Amen. It's a blessing to live your life that way. I read this sometime back, and it talked about a witness is not like a salesman. A lot of people... As a matter of fact, I believe that hurt the Baptist church more than anything in the 70s and 80s. This high-pressure evangelism, talking somebody into something, saying a prayer, something like that. Say amen. It filled churches up with lost people is what it done. Amen. You leave the Holy Spirit out, there ain't nobody going to be converted. Ain't nobody going to be born again. But anyway, it said a witness is not like a salesman that's... promoting a product or a person. But said a witness is like a signpost. Said it doesn't matter how old the old signpost is, as long as the arrow is pointing in the right direction. Well, I'll tell you tonight, if you're pointing people to Jesus, you're pointing them in the right direction. You don't never have to worry about that. Amen. And I praise the Lord for that. Now, I want to look in the beginning tonight, and I want to show you some things here that I hope and pray will be a great blessing. And John is one that is just going to magnify the Lord. How many remember what I said this morning? I had you to go home and look for the Christmas story in John chapter 1. How many did that? Okay. Two did then. That ain't too bad. I don't know what the percentages are, but they aren't good. Amen. Amen. But tonight we're going to look at John chapter 1 and talk about in the beginning here. What we do is we see Jesus. And I believe that's what John wants us to see, or who John wants us to see. He wants us to see Jesus. And I appreciate that tonight, don't you? The Bible talks about faith, that we might believe, that believing we might have life through his name. And I believe God wants us to have an abundant life, don't you? Martin Luther said, God our Father has made all things depend on faith, so that whoever has faith will have everything, and whoever does not have faith will have nothing. That's a blessing. Amen? If you have faith, faith in God, then you know tonight that God is able. Let's read in John chapter number 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man which cometh, or that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I appreciate these verses of Scripture tonight. May God help us as we look at this for just a few minutes tonight. I want you to see Jesus in three different aspects right here in these 14 verses. Number one, I want you to see him in the beginning of the creation. One thing that makes Bible believers different than many of the cults is we do not believe that Jesus is a created being. We believe that Jesus was right there in the creation with God the Father and God the Holy Ghost from the beginning of the world. And the Bible said here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Bible said in verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We know that it's speaking of Christ our Lord. Now, go with me, if you will, tonight to the book of Proverbs. I believe it's the book of Proverbs, chapter number 8. And let me show you a passage of Scripture here that I believe will magnify this truth tonight in our hearing. In Proverbs, chapter number 8, the Bible is speaking down through here about riches and about honor, about wisdom. In verse number 17, he said, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment. Let me just say this. If a man is not walking in righteousness, then what he is proving is that Christ is not leading him. Because Christ will only lead in that path of righteousness for his name's sake. He said that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasure. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set up a compass upon the face of the deep, of the depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree, and the waters should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the foundations of the earth, then was I by him, as one brought up with him. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Beloved, I want to say tonight, what we see first of all in chapter number 1 in the book of John, in the very opening, is we see Jesus in the beginning. I shared with you this morning how that if you go to Revelation 19, it's the Word of God in the beginning, it's the Word of God in the end. Beloved, that was the name on his vesture, the Word of God. And I believe tonight with all of my heart that if we do not get the beginning right with Jesus, you don't get anything else right in the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We should be concerned in our country. Let me tell you why we're on the road we're on. It's because slowly and deliberately and surely our education system has been changed. And beloved, men have been taught a lie. Many times our children are being taught a lie from a very young age. Am I telling the truth or not? Amen. And they're not, my friend, confirming these truths about creation and about our Lord Jesus in the beginning, but rather they're trying to tear down these truths. But I'm glad, thank God, there's a Bible in front of me that will forever stand in heaven, and it's forever settled, is the Word of God in heaven, in the beginning of creation. You see, Jesus. You say, preacher, what's this got to do with an abundant life? It has a lot to do with abundant life. Let me tell you why. I want you to think with me for just a moment. How many's had a trial lately? Been going through a trying time lately? Now let me ask you something. Brother Kenny, you raise your hand up good and high back here in the back, and that's all right, brother. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Listen, when you're going through that valley or going through that trial or you have some kind of need in your life, let me tell you something right now. If you'll just realize the God that flung the stars out in space, the God that spoke the world into existence, the God that gave his only begotten Son on a cross, the God that made the seas, the God that made the earth. Honey, he cares about you. And beloved, it doesn't matter what your problem is or what your need is. If we would just remember, it's the same God that started it all that's interested in you and interested in me. Beloved, I'll tell you tonight, we see Jesus in the beginning of the creation, and that's important. If Jesus is a brother to the devil, like a lot of people say he is, cults, I said cults, some people say a false religion. Well, I'll just tell it like this, beloved, when you get a bunch of people chasing a lie, it's a cult. You can call it whatever you want to. Amen. Listen, they'll say he's a prophet. They'll say he's a rabbi. They'll say he's a teacher. But the Word of God said he's the Son of the living God. And that's what makes a difference. Amen. That's what makes a difference. Oh, beloved friend, he's right here in the creation. The Bible said all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Let me ask you something. Do y'all believe that God reached down in the dust and formed a man? Do you believe that God breathed into that man's nostrils the breath of life? Now let me ask you something. Beloved, listen. If God made something, how many believes he'd probably be the most likely one to be able to fix it? Brother Brian was talking to me last week about somebody had some insurance work done, and they put on a aftermarket fender, and they got caught. They were trying to, in other words, the insurance company paid them to put on a Ford fender, but they cut corners, and Brother Brian said the way the insurance company stated it was like this: the aftermarket fender does not have the integrity that the original has. Oh, glory to God. Let me tell you something. God made man in his own image. That's the original plan. Amen. And beloved, listen to me. God can fix what's wrong in our lives. And if God doesn't fix it in our lives as the children of God in this world, I promise you it'll be fixed in the world to come. If he fixed all of our ailments, none of us would ever go to heaven. We'd all stay down here forever. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad for the blessed hope of the born-again believer. Amen. We have a home in glory land. So you have Jesus. All things were made by him. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. You know what we need more of in our day? We need more of God's people letting their light shine. Because our light is Jesus. Say amen. We have no light apart from him. Just letting our light shine that others may see the goodness of our God. So you see Jesus in the beginning of the creation. But you also see Jesus as a babe, the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. Look in verse number 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. If you just carefully read over 1 John or John chapter number 1, you might say, well, preacher, John didn't touch on the Christmas story. Let me just say this. You can give all the external details about the Christmas story, and I'm not against that. I'm glad we have them in Luke, and I'm glad we have what we have in Matthew. Listen, I'm glad what we have in the other Gospels, but let me just say this. John got it exactly right. He said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He didn't have to say a whole lot to let us know, beloved, that this is Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh. And I'm telling you, we need to see Christ in the beginning of the creation. But we need to see Christ in that little babe, beloved, that God let the Word of God come into this world through that little baby, the Lord Jesus. I don't know about you, but that excites me to think that only God. You say, preacher, there was a big problem in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Can I just tell you this? God had a bigger solution before the big problem ever come along. He said, I'm going to give him a lamb, and he'll be slain before the foundation of the world. He'll be born perfect. He'll live perfect. He'll die perfect. He'll rise again perfect. And he'll make everybody perfect that comes to him for salvation. That's a blessing tonight. Amen. Jesus or John said there, these are written that you might have life. He takes us all the way back to the beginning where life began. Then he takes us, beloved, to that little manger, to a babe. I'll tell you, without that baby, I'm looking at a bunch of hell-bound people tonight. And you're looking at a man that would be hell-bound as well. But because God was willing to become flesh, you and I do not have to leave this world unprepared. We can trust him as our Savior. We can believe on him. And listen, the Bible talked about in the book of Romans, God that spared not his Son, how shall he not freely with him give us all things that pertain to life and to godliness? I believe Jesus will give us everything that we need, don't you, to do what he wants us to do in this day and in this hour. We see Jesus in the beginning. We see Jesus in that babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. But I want you to see this tonight. In closing, it'll take me a few minutes here, but I want you to see Jesus. John wants us to see Jesus. And that's the only hope of somebody getting saved. They've got to see Jesus. They've got to see Jesus. And beloved, I'll say this. That's the only hope of living not only life eternal, getting saved, but that's the only hope of living the abundant life, is being able to see Jesus. In other words, my circumstances aren't good today, but Jesus, I know you're in it. Amen? You promised me that all things work together. You promised me you'd never leave me. You'd never forsake me. You promised me, I've had it on my mind. I can't remember who sings it. It may be Charity. I don't know, but there's a song that says, even in the valley, God is good. I'll tell you what tonight, you can say that, but only if you can see him in the valley. If you can't see him in the valleys of life, then you can't say God is good. Oh, beloved friend, it's a blessing to know him tonight. In the birth of the Christian, we see Jesus. Look in verse number 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. That, somebody tell me the next two words. All men. There's a doctrine that's prevalent and it's crept into the Baptist churches. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? They're saying that things like this, that Jesus died for the sheep. They're teaching things like limited atonement. You understand where I'm coming from? I think I'm just going to go with John. John said, this Jesus that's being exposed here, he wants all men. The Bible said he came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. This was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Oh, stop tonight. Shay sitting out here tonight. God sent Shay some light. But Shay did not reject that light. God sends everybody the light. And then individuals can either receive or they can reject the light that God gives them. God even sends people the light through the creation. The Bible said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. God can speak to hearts just through his creation. And when people act on the light that God gives them, God will send them more light. But beloved, when people reject the light that God gives them, God will allow them to die in darkness and be cast into outer darkness, where the beast and the false prophet are, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, into a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels. But here in the beginning, you see the birth of the Christian being brought out as we're looking at Jesus in the beginning of the creation, in the babe that's wrapped in swaddling clothes, and in the birth of the Christian. He said that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. Watch that. I believe that is speaking, beloved, listen, of his own people, the Jew. In the Old Testament, the Jews as a nation had rejected God the Father. Here, they're rejecting God the Son. When you get into the book of Acts, nationally, they're rejecting God the Holy Spirit. And beloved, there's no more God to reject. And God turned. Listen, it's only for a period of time. God grafted in the Gentile. God turned to the church. You and I ought to shout glory to God. Amen. God gave us an opportunity to be saved by the grace of God. But God one day will turn to the apple of his eye once again. And so all Israel will be saved. That's what the Word of God said. God allowed you and I, the Gentiles, the dogs, to have a place at the king's table. What a blessing that is tonight. He came into his own received him not. But as many as received him, To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. There's two words right here. The word receive and the word believe. Brother Brian and I were having a conversation last week. I was going to Knoxville early in the morning, and there was nothing on the radio fit to listen to, and I just felt down in the door for some CDs, and there was two or three in there, and two of them were Sunday school lessons that Brother Brian had done. One of them was in 2014, and one of them was in 2016. So both of them were before he trusted Christ as his Savior. I plugged it in. And he was teaching us about Judas, how that he was among the number, and yet the disciples had no idea. They had no idea. I couldn't help it, Brother Steve. I called Brother Brian. I said, Brother Brian, this is what I've been listening to. And I reminded him, I said, do you remember? He said, oh, yeah. He said, I was teaching that to myself. I said, I just wondered, brother, what might have been going on in your heart. I'll tell you something tonight, beloved. The reason I brought that up, I told Brother Brian, the only comfort I could get from the Bible before I got saved was where Peter said, we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Y'all remember that? That great? I could read that and I'd say, yes, Lord, I believe, I'm sure, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believed that ever since I was old enough to believe anything. But I had never received him as my Lord and my Savior. I'd get through that verse, that helped me a little bit. I believe, I'm sure, I'm just like Peter, Lord. Listen, the Bible said the devils believe and tremble. That's what the Word of God said. But you see, the devils, they don't receive the Lord Jesus. In order to receive, the Bible said we're born not of the will of the flesh, not of blood, not just because of who we are or what nationality we are, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. But there has to be a birth that's from above, a birth that's of God. And that'll only happen when a man humbles his heart and says, God, you're right, and I'm wrong. You are the Savior, and I am the sinner, and I need you in my heart. I need you in my life. John is showing us Jesus, not only in the beginning of the creation, not only in the babe that's wrapped in swaddling clothes, but he's showing us Jesus in the birth of the Christian. I believe with all of my heart that this Bible, John said, these are written. If all the things were written, Jesus did, the whole world couldn't contain the books that would be written. But these are written that you might believe. I wonder tonight if that's not why, Brother Gary, the devil wants our children to be taught that we come from monkeys and things like that, because he knows if he can get the beginning, if he can get them messed up there, they're messed up all the way through. And beloved, listen, even after I was a church member, this was before I was saved, but even after I joined the church, I would, in my heart and in my mind, I would try to marry the two up. Maybe the Bible's right, but maybe evolution's right too. Forget it. You can't choose both, amen? Either God just reached down there and got him some dust and made him a man and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, took a rib out, made him a helpmeet, or he didn't. You can't have it both ways. Either God created the heavens and the earth, or he didn't. You can't have it both ways. He is. He was, and He always will be. He will never cease to be the Creator of heaven and earth. He's the one responsible for the creation. And when an individual is born again, He's the one responsible for the new creation. He's the one responsible for the new birth. And John said, I wish we could just get this in our heart and get it in our mind. Whatever we're going through, whenever we're going through it, I believe what the enemy wants to do is in our heart and in our mind make our God very small. But I tell you what, when I get to thinking about somebody that could just stand on nothing and speak it all into existence, I believe He can handle what's going on in my life. I believe He knows what I need even before I ask. I believe tonight, you call me crazy if you want to, but I believe He knows how many hairs are in my head. And when I brushed it this morning, a couple of them fell out. I believe He changed the number. He knows exactly where I am. He knows exactly what I need. And beloved, He loves me. He cares for me. And I appreciate that tonight. The devil wants to back us up in the corner. He wants to make us believe that no one cares. There's never been anything further from the truth, because Jesus cares tonight. He cares for you. He cares for me. I thought about this tonight, and I'll close with this. Someone said, I guess it was Oswald Chambers. He said, faith, listen to me carefully. We're talking about believing God. These are written that you might believe, that believing you have life. Watch this. Oswald Chambers said, faith for my deliverance is not faith in God. Faith means whether I am visibly delivered or not, I will stick to my belief that God is love. There are some things only learned in a fiery furnace. In other words, when we're going through the trying time, it's not just faith that He's God. We know that. But it's faith believing that God will help us, and that if He doesn't help us, He's still God, and He's a God that loves us. I thought about a Bible example of this. Daniel chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their Hebrew names, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. There had been a decree made that when you hear the sound of the trumpet and the cornet, you had to bow down and worship the image of gold. Y'all remember that. It's a common story in the Word of God. Let me pick it up in verse 15. He said, now if you be ready at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. He said, well, it's the king talking to him. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And then he asked this question, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Think about this. We're talking about an abundant life. We're talking about not just knowing God, but having a life that's full of joy. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace. Then they said this, and He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. In other words, they're saying to the king, you will not have the final say in this. Our God's able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace. He will deliver us out of your hand. Now watch this. I love this. In verse 18, they said, but if not, I want to say this tonight. Many, many of God's people change their mind in the valley. If God doesn't do what he asked them to do or what they think he ought to do, they change their mind. That's what Oswald Chambers talking about. He said, faith, not just believing that he's God, but believing that doesn't matter what's going on, he loves me. God is love. In other words, we'd be able to see a purpose. Watch this now. They said, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. I never had thought about this before. But as far as we know, Peter's the only one, brother, that got to walk on the water to go to Jesus. But I tell you this, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would say to Peter, we got it on you, Peter. We walked in the fire. We walked in the fire with Jesus. They say, Peter, you know what? It was sweet. I'm telling you, beloved, listen to me tonight. Believing God and having faith that God loves us and that God has our best interest at heart, whether things are getting better or whether things are getting worse, but trusting God in the midst of it all is how that some have joy in the deepest valley and others seem to lose their joy. They can have joy as long as they're on the mountain, but when they get down in the valley, their joy goes away. I want to tell you something, beloved. Circumstances change. How many say amen? You've lived long enough to know that, beloved, one day you're on the mountain, the next day you're in the valley. Circumstances, one phone call can turn our world upside down. But here's the thing. Jesus never changes. So, if you talk to someone like Job, he would say he was worthy of my praise while my children were living. He's worthy of my praise after he took my children. He was worthy of my praise when I had my health. And he's worthy of my praise when I'm covered with boils from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I believe with all of my heart, beloved, these men and women in the Bible that God has given us examples of are there to encourage us. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author, what's the next words? That's what John's trying to teach us. In the beginning, in the end, it's still the Word. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's going to get us through. Amen. I appreciate him, don't you? I appreciate the fact that I got news just a little while ago. Went by the ICU the other day. One of the young ladies in the church, her grandmother's not doing well at all. They've taken her now over to another part of the hospital for comfort care. I'll go by. Sister Marge is having surgery in the morning. I'll go by and see this dear lady and her family. But it's comforting to know. I leaned over the hospital bed the other day and spoke to this dear lady. I said, honey, are you saved? Do you know Jesus? She's up in years. Yes, she is. And she responded in the affirmative that she did. You know what that means? Brother Joe Bird, several months before he left this world, I met him in a restaurant and I said, Brother Joe, how you doing? He said, just a few months from perfection. Just a few months from perfection. I thank my God tonight that God is merciful when he saves us. He's merciful on the journey. And when it's time to leave, his mercy will not change. Amen. I appreciate him tonight. These things are written that you might believe. We take a lot for granted. I believe tonight we need to praise him. We need to worship him. We need to magnify him every day of our life. Tomorrow's a new day if God gives it to us. Let's get up in the morning and whisper something like this. God, help me to walk in faith. Help me to believe you. Help me to live a life today that's pleasing in thy sight. Often I think about the old preacher. Somebody said to him, said, if you knew Jesus were coming this afternoon, what would you change? He said, nothing. Oh, to be able to live and walk with God, do our duty, do what we're supposed to do, be where we're supposed to be, do what we're supposed to be doing, that if he comes, we could hear him say, well done. Stand before him with confidence. Amen. I'm just glad you come tonight. In the beginning, Jesus. That little babe in the manger, Jesus. Every time a person's born again, it's Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Let's stand and we'll be dismissed in prayer tonight. Thank you for coming this way.